You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and this time next year, we'll be talking about the first State of the State address from whomever becomes Michigan governor. Last night, Governor Rick Snyder delivered his eighth and final State of the State address, and one of the things we were looking for as he set the agenda for a final year in office was where would he come out on important environmental issues. The speech was light on details and only touched on a few environmentally specific issues. Lisa Wozniak is the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and was on hand for the address last night. And Lisa, I'm betting you were expecting to hear a little more on the environmental front.
Well, good morning, David. Indeed, I was. This was the third State of the State address that I have had the privilege to attend in person. I will tell you that the first time I attended was in the wake of the Flint water crisis, and we saw a very nervous Governor Snyder at the podium that year. This year, we heard about, 45, 50, 55 minutes of reflection on his legacy and very little about any issues, specifically ones in the environmental sector. And I think it was a huge missed opportunity, especially given the drinking water crisis that we have across the state right now with rural, urban, suburban citizens, east to west, north to south, worried about their drinking water. And I was expecting that given the Flint water crisis and the legacy that that is actually leaving with Governor Snyder, that we would have heard a lot more about water.
What we did hear about Flint was the creation of some new jobs and the fact that the city was no longer under state supervision. However, again, that water crisis was not addressed, and school children in Flint are still using bottled water. So this is a crisis that is not going away. There are still legal entanglements to be worked out. So as we move through the next year on Flint specifically, before we tackle other water issues, Flint specifically, what do you need to hear from the governor and from both parties in the state legislature this coming year?
We have the lead and copper rule process playing itself out and a public hearing coming up in early March, March 1st. The work to actually replace our lead service lines, our lead pipes going into our homes in all of our aging municipalities is something that is key, and the governor is working on that. The big problem is that it's going to be a hugely costly undertaking. And no one is really talking about how our municipalities, who many of whom are in tough financial shape, are actually going to be able to pay for those things within the 20-year period that they're aiming to have all those pipes replaced. In the meantime, 20 years from now, we have every year between now and then where our families and our children are still exposed to that lead. So when I think about the crisis that this state is confronting, and again, you add in the PFAS contamination in the water in western Michigan and in 27 other locations around this state, this was a time for the governor to not talk about a Marshall Plan for talent, but we need a Marshall Plan for protecting our water. We need to truly tackle this in a big, bold fashion, and we heard none of that.
Well, he did indicate that in the coming week, on each day of next week, he was going to be introducing some new initiatives that would in part touch on the environment and environmental issues. Specifically, he says he was going to introduce measures to fight invasive species in the Great Lakes states. And he said that if the federal government will not pay for it, then the state of Michigan will. So I don't know exactly where he thinks that money's going to come from.
Yeah, it was good to hear him touch on a few things. The electric vehicles, the Asian carp. He did not talk about invasives writ large. He spoke about Asian carp, and there's a big controversy right now in the legislature around invasives in a more expansive way. And he said, wait for it, wait for me to roll things out one step at a time over this next week. And it was just striking to me that, he had the podium. He had the entire state looking at him in his final speech to the state of Michigan, and that he did not take that opportunity to truly show leadership in a way that won't leave an asterisk next to his name at the end of his tenure that really is the Flint water crisis. So I thought there was a huge missed opportunity here on the part of the governor.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, Lisa Wozniak, and we're discussing Governor Snyder's final State of the State address delivered last night, and in particular on the issues concerning environment. And one of the things that was touched upon, but again, with complete lack of detail, You well know that the Clean Michigan Initiative was great for the state of Michigan, but it was a money source that has been exhausted. He has indicated that he has a plan to come up with a successor plan to the Clean Michigan Initiative, but again, we don't really know what that means or where money will come from.
Right. One of the things that the governor did point out was that when the Clean Michigan Initiative was passed, as with every environmental ballot initiative or bonding question that has been put forth to the voters.
Yeah, and that was back in 1998.
It was hugely supported by the citizens of Michigan. Now that money is gone, as you pointed out, and we're waiting with bated breath to hear what the replacement will be. The governor spoke about not leaving a legacy of financial burden for the next generation or for the citizens of the state. I would argue that we cannot leave a legacy of pollution for the citizens of the state. And at this point, there are legacy contamination issues, underground leaking storage tanks, et cetera, in every single county in the state. And you add on top of that what I've already mentioned, the PFAS contamination, which is this really toxic chemical that is, you know, contaminating groundwater wells throughout the state. I mean, we have a big problem, and I don't know where the governor is going to come up with the kinds of dollars, especially with this legislature, to address these legacy issues.
Well, he did talk about boosting recycling efforts in Michigan, again, without a cost plan in place, and we'll have to see next month when he releases his budget where the money is going to come from or where he at least proposes come from. But you bring up a good point, and that is it is a midterm election year, and that tends to drive the political parties further apart. And even Governor Snyder is not necessarily on board with much of the more right-wing portion of the Republican Party. So what can be accomplished in this lame duck year? He has grand ambitions, a little short on details, and we just don't know how that's going to go in an election year.
It's an opportunity to raise these issues, for sure. You'll see people who have otherwise never really been supportive of these issues coming out to say that they are suddenly a Great Lakes champion. And we watch that all very carefully. The governor also spoke about unity, and I think that there's a great opportunity, again missed in the speech, but it's out there for him to lead on in the coming weeks and months ahead, to pull the state together around drinking water. The people of Rockford want to be able to drink clean water, and Comstock Park and Grand Rapids and Flint and northern Michigan. This is an opportunity to bring the agricultural sector together, the nurses, the building trades, doctors, public schools, environmentalists. I would love to see that happen in an election year and have people running for office talking about that.
Well, you will be watching closely. We will be watching closely, and we will get together and discuss these issues once again as we move forward through the year. Thank you very much, Lisa Wozniak.
You're welcome. Thank you, David.
Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM.